Good morning. I'm Keith Barton. I'm a member of this congregation. It's my honor to introduce our speaker today, Charisse Bock from Newburgh, Oregon. And before I get into some of the details of her biography, I'm reminded of the story of Stephen Grellet, I believe that's the right name, who was called to deliver a sermon in a clearing in Pennsylvania with no one present. And it was a rousing sermon. And unbeknownst to him, there was a man hiding in a woodpile nearby who was converted to Christianity by the by his efforts. And although we have a small number of people today, we have far more than Stephen Grellet had. And moreover, some of us are going to be taking notes to distribute. I talked to several people who expressed regrets for not being here, but enthusiastically requested any notes that we might have. So maybe Tomi and I can prepare a summary of the proceedings and distribute this the insights that Charisse will bring to us wide and far. In case anyone has missed it, the bathrooms are up the stairs and to the left, and there will be food available at the break, lunch break, which will be around 12:30. We'll have a couple of sessions of talk before the lunch break and one afterwards, with the aim to close around 3:15. If people want to linger and discuss the subject matter of the day, I think we could find a place either in that corner where we could gather and do that, or in the fellowship hall where the seating is actually more comfortable. And on the other hand, if people need to, rush back home, that's perfectly understandable. And I suspect there will be food left over from lunch to snack on as well at that time. Charisse Bock lives in Oregon, where she attends the North Valley Friends Church. She is the clerk of Sierra Cascade Yearly Meeting of Friends, which is a new yearly meeting that is forming in the Pacific Northwest and possibly might include parts of California as well. It was created by a schism within Northwest Yearly Meeting over the matters of sexual minorities within Northwest Yearly Meeting, which many people found unscriptural. So the ejected faction has formed, is in the process of forming a yearly meeting. And Charisse has graciously offered to clerk that yearly meeting. And they've had two quarterly meetings since their formative meeting last July, which I was favored to attend. Perhaps in the discussion that follows this, that we might have an opportunity to explore a current status of Sierra Cascade yearly meeting. She is also an adjunct professor at George Fox University, which is a school in Newburgh operated by Northwest Yearly Meeting. She teaches in the seminary, which I believe is Pacific? Portland Seminary. After having acquired a Master's of Divinity at Princeton Theological Seminary. She teaches topics on spirituality, social justice, creation care, Quakerism, Christian mysticism, the Bible, and church history. She also coordinates the community garden at George Fox University. She is pursuing a PhD at Antioch University in New Hampshire, and I believe we'll be finishing this year, perhaps, if all goes well. And she is honored to serve as a regenerate fellow at the Wake Forest School of Divinity's Food, Faith, and Religious Leadership Initiative, and as a Green Faith Fellow. She was a scholar in residence at Reedwood Friends Church in Portland in 2017. She edits Environmental Studies, a journal called Whole Terrain, and facilitates web content for the Watershed Disciplineship website, which is a ministry of the Bartimaeus Cooperative Ministries. Her hobbies include raising fruits and vegetables and chickens, hiking and camping. She loves to listen to audiobooks while she does housework. And she and her husband, Joel, have two children, two boys, ages 11 and 7. She sees Quaker faith reflected in environmental concerns as one of this generation's most important social justice issues, and she focuses her academic and ministerial work at the intersection of theology, peace, and justice issues and environmental care. So with that information, I'm looking forward to her presentations today on ecology and the Quaker movement.